Diplomats from across Southeast Asia are meeting today. Part of the news is about trade. Just beforehand, they signed a trade agreement with China to create a zone with 1.8 billion people. Part of the news is the summit's location. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is meeting in Laos for the first time. Dwahli Saikotal reports from a country struggling to recover from decades of war.
Construction workers were still finishing new facilities and removing debris in central Vientiane as thousands of international visitors arrived over the weekend to attend the ASEAN summit. Yong Chongtalangsi with the Lao Ministry of Foreign Affairs emphasizes the importance of this meeting.
Everybody is participating actively in making sure that this 10th ASEAN summit meeting, which is very historical and significant to our nation, we will make sure that nothing will be happen and this meeting will be successful.
Along the capital's main avenue, red communist flags fly high on the gates of old ministry buildings as security forces wearing bright green uniforms stand guard every 100 yards. Only approved vehicles can be driven in this area. Laos brought in extra security forces from its neighbor Vietnam. All foreign tourists are banned from entering the country, and the government called for a one-week holiday, shutting down schools and some businesses. Again, Yong Chongtalangsi with the Lao Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
We have to take this opportunity to catch up with order and to join the regional as well as the international community fully in the efforts of integration.
Laos is a sleepy place. Life is slow, people are friendly, and the nights are mostly quiet. For a nation's capital to be silent after dark is a strange thing. This mountainous country, also known as Lang Sang or Land of a Million Elephants, is one of the least developed nations in Southeast Asia. Locals say it is plagued by rampant corruption, and Laos lags far behind its neighbors Thailand and Vietnam economically. Mari Pang Estu is the Minister of Trade of Indonesia. She is attending the ASEAN summit and said this is an opportunity for Laos to show its face to the world.
Perhaps we are at the beginning, but we are getting somewhere. And there is a lot of, I think, richness in the country in the sense of still the traditional aspects of a country that are still very attractive.
Signs of change, however slow to be accepted in this agricultural society, can be heard and seen in many places, including this rock concert next to Tat Luang, Laos's most famous Buddhist temple. On this night, locals celebrate the annual Tat Luang festival. Laotian rap artists are drawing a huge crowd. The young Lao rappers are dancing on a makeshift stage with two huge Pepsi signs behind them. In front of them are hundreds of young people drawn to this sound. Some have run to the stage after selling souvenirs and large pink and red balloons. Next to them are police in full uniform staring at the latest import in Laos from the United States. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in the Lao capital of Vientiane.